The Warlocks Homebrew and Indie Only present Tales of High Adventure. Thrilling yarns of fantastic science fantasy, spectacular swords and sorcery, and spine-tingling horror. Tune into the theater of your mind with Tales of High Adventure.
This is a world of ancient magics and blasphemous cults. A world of ruined towers and deep dungeons. A world of blades pitted against evil sorceries. This is a world of swords and wizardry.
We continue with Beneath the Ruined Tower of Xenopus, Chapter 3, Dark Sorcery. Having met up with two other explorers, Teabag Backstabber and Squanky Furrytoe, our heroes continue to explore the underworld. However, coming out of the darkness is a horde of mysterious foes.
Wolf, what is wrong?
I do not like this. I cannot see beyond the torchlight, but I sense as if we are being watched.
I feel it as well. I'll let loose an arrow to scare off whatever may be lurking.
Do not waste your shot until...
Hey, look! I think I see two glistening gems.
I think I see them too. And look, there are two more. And over there...
Those aren't gems.
They are eyes reflecting in the light.
Teabag, now! Out of the darkness, goblins!
Here they come!
Don't let them cut us off. We don't know how many more there are. Take this! Where's Teabag?
I do not see him.
There he is. He circled around behind me, attacking from behind. Crafty devil he is.
That's the last of them.
Is anyone hurt?
Just a scratch. But I'll be all right.
Let me tend to your wound. Their blades were rusty and maybe poisoned.
Suit yourself, cleric.
Sneaky bastards coming at us out of the dark. The nerve. Can't trust goblins, I always say.
Either group alone would have had their hands full with this lot. It's a good thing we have allied ourselves.
Aye, 'tis good we did. But there may be more about. We best stay alert.
I don't think this was a lair. Otherwise, there'd be plenty more streaming out of the darkness.
Let's look around and see what we can find.
Strike up a torch. I'd like to study these carvings a bit more.
I'll stay with the wizard. The rest of you, stay sharp.
I wonder what those devils were doing here.
Maybe the same thing we're doing. Looking for gold, maybe weapons, perhaps a new lair. Who knows?
Well, I hope we have better luck than they did.
What kind of name is Teabag anyway?
I'd rather not talk about it.
'Tis a strange name indeed. Not dwarvish nor elvish, but you have a little of both in you, from what it looks like.
I said I'd rather not talk about it.
Aw, come on now. Don't be that way.
He's very sensitive about some things, Gidley. It took me weeks just to get a name out of him.
Well, to each his own, I suppose.
Quiet! Look there, just at the edge of the light.
It looks like little straw mats on the floor. And look, a cooking pot! My, it's filthy.
It seems those little buggers were just living down here.
Ah, hidden behind some of these rags, a leather pouch.
Sounds like there are some coins in there. There are! Look at that!
Barely enough to buy a round at the Cloven Hoof.
Still, it's better than nothing.
Let's continue looking. We may find something else.
Bring that torch a little closer, Arvin, if you don't mind.
Have you made heads or tails out of these carvings yet, wizard?
Well, they appear much older than anything I've come across in these parts, meaning these chambers were here long before Xenopus built her tower. See here, these symbols appear to represent some sort of ancient race. And these repeating motifs, here and here, traveling up the column, some sort of god symbol, I'd say. But that's all I can gather. Some of these characters appear to be archaic writing, but it will take me more time to understand them.
I wonder who built these columns.
Hmm. In some of the dusty tomes I possess, I have found fragments of old tales about an ancient race of seafaring folk that perhaps had lived within these lands. In fact, the city of Caladan is built upon the ruins of a much older city, some think a pre-human city. This could very well be a clue to who they were and what might have happened to them. Fascinating.
Our companions return. Have you found anything?
Not much. Dirty rags, a small pouch with some coin in it, and two doors out of this chamber.
Fine. Let's press on.
Uncanny. This chamber is completely empty save for that tall statue upon a pedestal with a trident pointed in our direction.
And there are three other doors, one opposite of the one we came in from, and two on either side.
None of these doors have handles to open.
It appears to be just a dead end, then.
Do not be so hasty, my northern friend. There may be more to this room than first is apparent. Gidley, do you see anything odd regarding that statue?
Well, let's see. It's pointed at the door we had entered from. Perhaps that's the key. Wolf and Teabag, help me try to pivot this statue. Come on, men. Put your backs into it.
Look, they're turning it.
Yes, and the door we entered from is closing.
And the door the statue's pointed to is opened. I'm impressed.
Good work, Gidley. Now let's see what is down this next passage.
Am I mistaken, or do I see a dim glow down yonder?
No, you're not mistaken, for I see it as well. Quick, douse the lantern.
I can see it now, too.
Then there is someone else down here besides us.
Teabag and Wolf, sneak up to that opening and find out what you can. The rest of you, be ready for anything.
Careful, we're approaching the opening.
Shh, there are voices.
They are hard to hear. Let me see if I can get a look.
What do you see?
I see a furnished chamber. There are two pirates lounging about. Also, what seems to be their captain is conversing with two others. One appears to be dressed in the uniform of the Caladan Watch, while the other is a Stygian, a sorcerer, perhaps.
Can you make out what they are saying?
Are your band of pirates ready?
Aye, that we are, Morak. Just give the signal, and we'll sack this pathetic city, as long as the City Watch is out of the way.
Leave that to me. I have filled their pockets with gold, so the shores will be unattended for your marauders.
Caladan and Lord Osric have not been friendly to my seafaring brothers. It'll be a blessing to have him and his guild out of the way.
And in his place, Morak will rule, just as my queen has foreseen.
Your Stygian witch will get what she wants, sorcerer. With Osric disposed of and me in his place, she will have unfettered access to the lands of Arion and beyond, as has been promised.
Aye, the treasures of this city have been a desired prize for the buccaneers of the Blue Rose. Wait, what was that?
We have been found out.
To hell with this sneaking around. Face death, you dogs!
Viking, wait!
Trespassers! Kill them!
Take this!
To Wolf's aid, my friends!
Yes!
Whoa! The pirate captain! Watch out!
You shall pay for that, you scurvy dog!
I shall run you through, dwarf, as I have done your Viking comrade.
Not without your head!
The Stygian and the Watch Captain are retreating behind that curtain!
Arvin, tend to Wolf.
His wounds are grievous, but with Mithra's power I can save him. Panem nostrum invictus, Mithrus Dei inducas. Wolf, how do you feel, my friend?
I was near death's door when I was called back.
That was the power of Mithra. You've been healed.
Arvin, I am in your debt.
Not mine, Viking, but Mithra's.
Squanky, what is behind that curtain?
Nothing. Only a blank wall.
There must be a hidden passage. Teabag, see what you can find.
I have found something. It opens.
A lit passage beyond. No doubt their escape route. They will be expecting us. We must be cautious for any trap they may have set.
Another dead end.
Teabag, see what you can find.
A hidden switch.
Ow! It was trapped with an arrow.
I'm all right. The door is opening.
It is the wizard's chamber.
Look! The Stygian is casting some spell. A swirl of color appears upon the floor.
Morak is stepping into it. He's vanishing.
Fools, you shall pay for your interference.
Some foul Stygian beast.
If it can live, it can die.
Yeah! Ah!
The portal, it is fading.
Squinky, no! You do not know where it leads.
There's only one way to find out.
He is gone.
Fool halfling! Sorcerer, cast your spell and bring our companion back.
It is too late, fool. He is doomed, as are you.
You are no match for my power.
Vincent, you killed him.
Not quite, though he is near death. Sorcerer, what is the secret to opening that portal?
The halfling is dead, and you will never find him.
Tell us how to open the portal, or I shall send you to hell. Tell us of Morak's plot against Lord Osric.
Madness has taken hold. Forget about him. Vincent, forget about him. Put down that knife.
Mithra! You killed him.
He was a babbling fool, and of no further use.
You didn't have to slay him. We could have brought him to Lord Osric.
Bah! He would have become a serpent, hidden in the dark, waiting to strike.
One less sorcerer in the world is fine by me.
To hell with that dark wizard. What of our halfling companion? He's not dead, is he, Vinny?
No, I think not. But we must find a way to open that portal and follow him. Everyone, search this chamber. If we can find the Stygian spellbook, I may be able to find the spell to reopen that portal.
And what of this Morak and his insidious plot against Lord Osric and Caladan?
If we can just find that book of wizardry, we may be able to answer that question and save our little friend.
Squanky may be small and quite impulsive, but he's more than a challenge for any foe.
We too may need to have Squanky's fortitude once we open this magical doorway, for we know not what lies beyond.
What will happen to our brave adventurers? Where does the mysterious magical portal lead to? Who is Morak, the captain of the town guard, and what is his plot? To find out these answers and more, tune in to the next chapter of Beneath the Ruined Tower of Xenibus.
We hope you enjoyed this chapter of Beneath the Ruined Tower of Xenibus, brought to you by The Warlock's Homebrew and Indie Only. This pod play was inspired by and dedicated to John Eric Holmes. Tales of High Adventure was written and produced by Paul Feeney and performed by the Warlock's Homebrew role players featuring Corey Bishop, Brian Dunkel, Paul Feeney, Zach Hoffman, Clay Lewis, Max Lieberman, Mike Moran, and Christy Cameron Smith. This episode also featured Mike Griffith and Richard, Brendan, Sarah, and Adam Gabriel. Music by Kevin MacLeod. For more about Tales of High Adventure and the Warlock's Homebrew, please visit warlockshomebrew.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening.